rock and roll for your soul. Music so intense you will find yourself asking,
is this really Christian?
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rocks, here is Pastor Alan Ward.
Hey, welcome to another edition of My Dad Rocks, where we cover the golden era of Christian rock and metal and give you some food for thought. Now, each week I share these songs with you from my own personal music collection, which I've managed to gather together over the past 25 years that I've walked with Christ. And these bands and these songs drove most of my friends and family nuts, but more importantly, they made a huge impact on me spiritually as a young man, and I hope that they'll make an impact on your life as well. So be open for the next 56 minutes or so to what you hear on this show, and you just might find what you've been looking for. In fact, I think that maybe you can. That's why I say that rock and roll is for your soul that we play here. So brace yourself, because we're about to rock out. Today's theme is coming out of Psalm 66:16, which says, come and hear, all who fear God, and I will tell of what He has done for my soul. We want to listen to the bands today sing about what God did for their soul. So it's sort of a testimonial day. Amen, brother. Testify. That's right. We're going to testify today through these bands about what God has done for their lives. So let's get started, shall we, with the Resurrection Band and their song, City Streets. That was the Resurrection Band with their song, City Streets. That's taken us back a ways, a little before the Golden Era, but Res Band was a great band. had great lyrics, great songs. Anyways, did you hear what he said? He said he had been looking for love and looking for drugs and looking for fun and looking for life. He's talked about all the things that he looked for before he met Christ. And he mentioned that he had a hole in his soul. But he found there at the end what he was looking for in a relationship with Jesus Christ. The question is, what are you looking for? I suspect you're looking for what all people look for. That's love and pleasure and happiness and satisfaction and contentment and peace and fulfillment and freedom, all kinds of things. And I suspect that you, like everybody else, are trying what everybody else tries: drugs and alcohol, relationships, sex, entertainment, money, popularity, food, whatever. All kinds of things we try. And sure, we can find temporary pleasure, short-lived happiness, momentary satisfaction through these things, but you know it doesn't work. It doesn't work for long. You know that. You always need more of this and that. And White Cross sings a song for us about this searching that we all go through, and it's called Looking for a Reason. With Looking for a Reason. They totally remade that album. That was the first album they ever did. They totally re-recorded it. Sounds great. Listen, all men are looking for a reason. The question is, are you tired of the same old lies, like he sang about in that song? You know, Jesus said the devil was a liar and the father of lies in John 8:44. And he, you know, the devil promises you fulfillment. He promises you satisfaction of your desires, but he never, ever delivers. He never does. All the temptations you face, that's what he's doing. He's promising you, you're going to be happy this time, I promise. But the only thing the devil delivers on is guilt and shame, pain and misery, and death and destruction. And Jesus was telling the truth when he said in John 10:10 that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But the other part of that verse is true as well. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. That's what Whitecross was referring to there at the end of that song where they said, I got me a reason. The Son has made me wise. Jesus is the reason. They're living for Jesus now. Well, Bloodgood talks about this same thing, only they use the imagery of a soldier who switched sides in their song, Soldier of Peace. Good with Soldier of Peace. You know, you're either serving yourself or you're serving God. He sang about living for himself in that song. Have you heard? He said, soldier of passion, soldier of fire. You know, that's the part of the curse that God has placed upon mankind for Adam's sin in the garden. In Romans 1, verse 25, it says, therefore God gave them over in the lust of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. So we've become servants of our passions and desires, which make us self-worshippers, as verse 25 says, for they exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore, Romans 1, 24 and 25. You know, our self-worship is what causes all our pain and misery, and eventually, if it's not changed, it will send us to hell. We've got to stop serving ourselves and start serving God. Like Bloodgood said in that song, he said, I turned my back on the devil because Jesus broke my chains. And then he talked about living for God's glory. And that's what Stryper sings about in their song, Loving You. That was Stryper with Loving You. They said they made a change to serve the living God, and now I'm free, he sang. You know, one of the lies that the devil tells us is that doing what we want to do when we want to do it is freedom. But in reality, it's slavery because we're being driven by our desires and our lives are being held captive by the cruel taskmaster of sin. You know, Jesus said in John 8:34, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin. That's those, you know, those who live in sin are slaves to sin. They're not really free. Their freedom is an illusion. It's really slavery. But in Jesus Christ, there is freedom from the slavery of sin. Jesus went on to say in that same passage, John 8, verse 36, if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. And the Apostle Paul said over in Romans 6, 6, that we know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. You see, there's nothing to lose and everything to gain by surrendering your life to Jesus Christ, as Carrie Livgren sings about in his song, High on a Hill. Livgren in his song High on a Hill. You know, he said in that song, he talked about people looked at him and said, you know, he said, you think I'm crazy and you say that I'm insane, but everything was lost and I had everything to gain. You know, sometimes when a person surrenders their lives completely to Jesus Christ, people look at them like they're crazy or they're insane. But you tell me what's more crazy. Living for sin now on earth, having a good time that brings about pain and misery and suffering and shame and guilt, and then dying and going to a place of torment and to be burning in the lake of fire forever and ever? Or living for Christ now on earth with peace and fulfillment, true and lasting joy and happiness, freedom from the guilt and shame, and then dying and going to heaven and being in the presence of the glory of God forever and ever? I think that's a lot wiser. I think the other is insane. I think the other is a bunch of kooky talk, to be honest with you. But you know what? Jesus said in Mark 8:36, "For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to forfeit his soul?" You know, that's not the way most people look at it. They try to gain the whole world and are willing to forfeit their soul, but it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Something has to change, however, though. Something has to happen to you before you're going to see it that way. You've got to be changed. And John Elefante sings about a conversion experience which brings about this change in his song, Exit 39.
I started on down the road, just trying to drive my thoughts away. But I couldn't help remembering yesterday and everything in between. Oh, it was as real as any image in a technicolor dream. Or was it my imagination playing tricks on me? Was I losing my mind? Or was the truth just catching up to me? I don't know. Oh, but what did it matter? I just kept driving anyway. A whole lot of baggage and conditions, and nothing left to say. Just said I noticed a sign. It read, renew your soul through Jesus at exit 39. I walked through an open door and I started to listen as the words cut right through my soul. This was more than religion. I saw anymore. Jesus knew that he'd meet you when you walked through that door today. Then I look back at the sign. It said you just gave your life to Jesus at exit 39. And for the first time I can open my eyes and see what I've been missing. But all these His forgiveness was with me all the time. More than just religion, I saw I wanna change the wine at exit 39. Was it just all in my mind? I believe it wasn't just a vision. 'Cause what took place in my heart was by faith and not by sight. More than just religion, I saw water change the wine.
Elefante with Exit 39. You know, he sang in that song, he said, "There's more." It was more than just religion. I saw water change to wine down at Exit 39. And John Elefante was singing about a change, a radical change in his heart. When Jesus Christ got a hold of him, he went from being one person to being somebody totally different, just like water being changed into wine. That's the beautiful thing about Jesus Christ and what he can do for you. He can give you a new life. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says this, "Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." And that's what Jesus meant when he told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verse 3, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven." And he said, you must be born again. You see, we must be changed into a new person. You must get a new life through Christ. And anybody can have religion. Anybody can do man-made rituals and observe them and think they're doing okay. But we've got to have a change of heart and a change of life before we can go to heaven. Well, going back to the late 70s, the Sweet Comfort Band sang a song about someone who found Jesus Christ and was born again. Here's Sweet Comfort Band with Isabel.
Isabel.
That was the Sweet Comfort Band with Isabel. And that's coming to you back in the day there now. That was a sweet song. I like that one. You know, often when a person becomes a disciple of Jesus Christ, their friends and family think they're going through a phase, which is kind of what they talked about with Isabel in that song. And they think, oh, you know, just a little while, they'll be back to their old selves again. But if Christ has truly saved them, there is no going back. They've been radically changed into a new creation, and they're going to live differently. Now, Paul said in Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, he said, "For by grace you've been saved through faith, and this is not of yourself, of your own doing. It's a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." If you claim to be a Christian, can you honestly say that you are a new creation? Is it for you like you were born again into an entirely different person? You know, one of my best friends told me that for him, it was like a day and night difference. He said, you know, it's like I went to bed one night and the next morning, everything had changed. And he was a totally different person. He said that the sin he used to love doing, he now hated. And he didn't want any part of it. And the things of God, which he used to think was very foolish and didn't want to give the time of day to, were now the most important things in the world to him. And when someone becomes a Christian, it's truly a miraculous work that God does in that person's life, and they are forever changed. There's another positive thing that comes out of turning your life over to Christ. And Decipher Down is a modern band. It's not coming from the golden era, but they ride on the shoulders of the golden era of Christian rock. Decipher Down sings a song, a personal testimony, about one of the huge differences that came over one of the band members' life when he became a Christian, and their song, "No Longer."
What you do when it came to life and all its promises, I always heard every word that came along the way. Now I know that what I sow will always be the way things really just grow. Forever now, please show me how to fight these feelings, they're still real. No longer will I have to rewind the past, 'cause
that. That's Decipher Down singing No Longer. No longer will I carry this weighted mass. Now I face the day with no shame. You know, I remember what that felt like. I remember feeling like I had a million pounds on top of me. And no matter what I did, I couldn't get rid of it. When I laid down at sleep at night and everything was quiet, it was there. When I woke up in the morning, it was there. That guilt I felt, that emptiness in my soul, that burden I felt. My day was spent trying to take my mind off of that. And fortunately for me, I used athletics as the way to take my mind off of it rather than drugs and alcohol. And that made me good in sports and got me an athletic scholarship, but it didn't fill my emptiness. It didn't remove the mountain of guilt that I felt in my heart. Can you imagine not carrying around the shame and guilt that you feel over your sin? Over the things you've done to other people? Can you imagine living with a clean conscience? Well, guess what? You can. You can if you'll surrender your life to Jesus Christ and leave your old life of sin behind. And Idle Cure sings a song about that. It's called Breakaway. was Idle Cure with Breakaway. You know, Breakaway, leave your old life behind. What do you have to lose? They sing about that. Listen to Holy Soldier as they close us out with their remake of Larry Norman's song, Why Don't You Look Into Jesus? And I invite you to come to church if you're in Sandpoint, 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship Sundays.
Sipping whiskey from a paper cup, will you drown your sorrows till you can't stand up? Put the bottle back on the shelf. Yellow fingered from your cigarettes, your hands are shaking while your body sweats. You work all night, you sleep all day, you take your money and throw it all away. Why don't you look into Jesus? Look into Jesus. Look into Jesus. You know he's got the answer. Why don't you look into Jesus? Look into Jesus. Look into Jesus. You know he's got the answer. HIV on Valentine's Day, you're still looking for the perfect lay. You think rock and roll will set you free, well honey, you've been dead before you're 33. Shooting, joking till you're half insane, a broken needle in your purple vein. You say you're gonna be a superstar, but you never found out who you really are. Look into Jesus. Look into Jesus. Look into Jesus. You know he's got the answer. Why don't you look into Jesus? Look into Jesus. Look into Jesus. You know.
I don't know what I was thinking, actually. I still have a little time left, so I've got another time to give you another song. But you know what the Holy Soldier sang about there? Why don't you look into Jesus? You know he's got the answer. And yes, he does. And I want you to experience that answer. And you have an invitation to check him out as White Heart will definitely sing us off this time with their song, Invitation. Invitation.